Dagobert Gallup Mishnah Beis ain't posting the pea me shisha. When you leave over the pea, the corners of the field for the aniyim, you shouldn't leave over less than 1/60th of your field for the aniyim. Baba pisha amru ain't the pea shir. Even though we had in the previous Mishnah that the Torah did not give a shir to the pea, even if you leave over less than 1/60th, you are yotzei the mitzvah of pea minat Torah. But the Rabbanan gave a shir that you should not leave over less than 1/60th for the aniyim. Hakol if he goyto hasada, ulufi rov haniyim, ulufi rov hanav. But this amount of 1/60th doesn't mean that you shouldn't give more. It all depends on the size of your field and how many aniyim there are and how much your field produces. Meaning to say, if you have a very large field and there are few aniyim, then you can give just the 1/60th if you want, you can give more. But if there are a lot of aniyim and your field is small, you should give more than 1/60th. Or if your field produces a lot, then you should also give more than 1/60th, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you bracha, that your field produced a lot, you should give to the aniyim more than 1/60th. As that which the Chachamim said, that you should give 1/60th, the Chachamim did not mean to say you shouldn't give more than 1/60th. The Chachamim were saying that 1/60th is a minimum, but there are times that you should give more. If there are a lot of aniyim, or if your field produces a lot, then you should try to give more than 1/60th of your field to the aniyim. One may give pear from the beginning or the middle of the harvest of your field. That which the Torah says to leave over pear from your field for the aniyim doesn't necessarily mean to leave over from the end of the harvest. You also can leave over from the beginning or the middle of the harvest for the aniyim. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon said, that which you can leave over from the beginning or the middle of the harvest for the aniyim, that's only if you also leave over from the end of the harvest. If you leave over from the end of the harvest, you also can leave over from the beginning and the middle of the harvest. And if altogether between them you have 1/60th that you left for the aniyim, you would be yotzei the mitzvah of peah. The Torah wants you to leave over from the end of your harvest for the aniyim. But the entire 1/60th doesn't have to be from the end of the harvest. You also can leave over from the beginning or the middle of the harvest. If altogether you have 1/60th, you would be yotzei the mitzvah of peah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishaya Klachecha, Saimech Lo, Mishum Peah. Then Lab in a nice saying, Elo Mishum Hefker. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you left over at least one stalk from the end of your harvest for the aniyim, then the amount that you left over in the beginning or the middle of the harvest could also be included towards the 1/60th that you have to give to the aniyim. It also would be considered peah. But if not, if you didn't leave over at least one stalk from the end of the harvest for the aniyim, in a noisein elamishim hefker, the amount that you left over for the aniyim from the beginning or the middle of the harvest would not be considered peah at all. Instead, it would be considered hefker, and hefker could be taken even by people that are not aniyim. As according to Rabbi Huda, you have to leave over at least one stalk from the end of the harvest. And if you do so, then you can include the amount that you left over from the beginning or the middle of the harvest towards the 1/60th that has to be left over for the aniyim, and you would be yotzei the mitzvah of peah. But if you didn't leave over at least one stalk from the end of the harvest, what you left over from the beginning or the middle of the harvest would not be considered peah at all. Instead, it would be hefker. And that's where Rabbi Huda differs from Rabbi Shimon. As according to Rabbi Shimon, even though he holds that you do have to leave over a little bit from the end of the harvest for the aniyim to be yotzei the mitzvah of peah, if you fail to do so, the amount that you left from the beginning or the middle of the harvest would also be considered peah, and only the aniyim could take it. Just you would not have been yotzei your mitzvah without having left a little bit from the end of the harvest. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you fail to leave over a little bit from the end of your harvest for the aniyim, the amount that you left over from the beginning or the middle of the harvest would not be considered pay at all. Not only would you not have been yotzei the mitzvah of pay, but that which you left over from the middle of the harvest is not pay at all. It's hefker. And even Ashir and wealthy people could take it, according to Rabbi Yehuda.